Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Another live edition of this global transmission, this broadcast against tyranny, this journey into the depths of reality. It is Thursday already, the 8th day of April, 2004. 2004, my friends. A powerful broadcast lined up for you. We will expose the liar, the congenital liar, Condoleezza Rice, the national security puppet, claiming that job number one was to defeat Al-Qaeda. This, while we have hundreds of mainstream news articles where Bush ordered the FBI under threat of arrest not to stop Al-Qaeda when they flew the bin Ladens out of the country on the night of 9/11, Condoleezza calling up and warning her personal friends not to fly next morning to New York, Mayor Willie Brown, of course. But they're counting on you being ignorant. So I, this morning, wrote a quick little article. Wrote it in about 20 minutes. Hope there's no typos in it. But my wife is my webmaster for Infowars.com. I'm sure is correcting that. Condoleezza Rice is a lying shill for her terrorist masters. I could write a book on this. Why I have written a book on this and made a couple films on it and published another great book on the subject. But just in two pages, I kind of cover the most important little tidbits. And I suggest everyone, when this is posted here in the next few minutes, go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and read over the article, go through the hyperlinks, look at every comment, every statement we make is backed up by the facts. So coming up, I'll get into Condoleezza Rice is a lying shill for her terrorist masters. And then we'll get into the ABC News report, defeating Al-Qaeda, first priority of Bush Rice. I watched some of the hearings this morning, had it on in the background, and it's a kangaroo court. The whole thing is staged, and in my little article I wrote on this, I go over some of the evidence of that. Things are really heating up in Iraq, obviously. A bunch of Japanese journalists have been captured, one of them a woman, by some new Muslim group, and they're saying they're going to burn them alive if Japan doesn't pull its troops out. Japan's saying we're not going to do it. Driving in to do this show, I was listening to Paul Harvey. They had the fill-in guy on there, and they talked about a government building in Australia got hit by lightning and then locked everybody inside. So all these new technologies you see where they can lock you in are pretty scary. Then I missed where it happened because I was on the phone at the time and told the person to hold on. They talked about a major city where two cops pulled over a car with a woman and two children with the husband driving, and when he drove off, they fired 23 shots into the back of the vehicle. And they've been suspended. They should be arrested. Did you hear where that happened? Email that to me. I want to post that. I'm sure it was on Paul Harvey. It's true. I mean, they just cover mainstream news. But that's the type of mentality. We see this all the time, where they just pull guns out and shoot you in the back. I mean, they're frothing at the bit. Like they're wolves and we're a bunny rabbit trying to run away or something. I mean, 23 shots into the back of a car for a traffic violation that drives off when they know that there were two children and a woman who were innocent in the vehicle. You don't just get pulled out and beat up now. That happens. And then they mentioned on the show that up in Oklahoma, they're going to make you sign a registry every time you buy Sudafed or cold medicine. So see, and that's happening all over the country now. That's starting up where they make you leave a record when you buy certain things. This is getting very, very serious, very dangerous trend. But just a few of the things I heard on Paul Harvey I thought were interesting. But when we get back, I'll get into Condoleezza Rice later in this show, because it was so powerful. I'm going to re-air that 30-minute interview. I rarely do this back-to-back. You know, sometimes I'll re-air an interview a few weeks after if it was really big. But this interview with this Verichip distributor about how it's going to be the global chip, we're all going to have the chip as the global ID to own a gun, you're going to have it in your hand, to get in the bar, in the VIP section, you'll have to have it. I'm going to re-air that, but later in the show. We'll cover all the news, take calls, and then later, I think in the second or third hour, I haven't decided yet, I will rebroadcast that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yacht Boy 400PE Worldband Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yacht Boy 400PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340 or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, another ultra-massive broadcast lined up for you on this Thursday, April 8, 2004 edition. There is so much to cover here on the show. I want to first get into Condoleezza Rice and her lies, then more of the developments of the RFID tracker chips and the implantable microchips as the global ID system, what's happening in the war over in Iraq, some very, very serious developments. But here's a little article I wrote this morning in about 20 minutes. And again, I could write a book on this subject, and I actually have written a book on 9/11. 9/11 Descent into Tyranny. I published Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order, which Paul Watson wrote, which has three chapters of the, 10 or 11 chapters on 9/11. Every paragraph, another bombshell admitted in plain view. It's all hidden in plain view. So we'll be getting into that as well. But this is just a little article I wrote this morning, being posted on InfoWars.com as we speak. Condoleezza Rice is a lying shill for her terrorist masters. I was watching the hearings and then reading the news articles of her condensed lies, and so I thought I'd respond to it, and here it is. Condoleezza Rice and the 9/11 Whitewash Commission are putting on a huge theatrical display. I have made two documentary films covering September 11th and have written a book on the subject. I have interviewed dozens of government officials and have been continually researching the CIA-Al-Qaeda connection even prior to 9/11. I can say unequivocally that Condoleezza Rice is a congenital liar. Remember, this is the woman who got up on national television and told the world that no one in the White House or in the intelligence complex had ever heard of a terrorist plan to crash planes into buildings. As a radio broadcaster, I have seen at least 15 mainstream media reports, because I went back and dug them out and put them in the first film, in the 6 years leading up to 9/11, reporting on the fact that the Islamic terror groups were planning to fly aircraft into U.S., British, French, Israeli, and Egyptian landmarks. Her lie was so blatant that even the dumbed-down general public saw right through it. She later had to admit that she was wrong. That makes her a liar, because it turned out she'd been given documents. But it wasn't just her. It was the whole beady-eyed administration crowing like a bunch of roosters that no one in the world had ever heard of such a plan. This was despite the fact that in November of 2000, the Pentagon itself ran a drill in which terrorists flew simulated aircraft into the Pentagon. Now Rice, has the sickening aplomb to go on national television and claim that the first major national security policy directive of the administration was not Russia, not missile defense, not Iraq, but the elimination of Al-Qaeda. This would have me rolling on the floor if so many people hadn't died on September 11th. The truth is public knowledge, but it has been buried in the back of hundreds of newspapers in the U.S. and across the world. Bush ordered the FBI not to stop Al-Qaeda and to leave terrorist funding organizations alone in the U.S. He threatened to arrest FBI agents that continue to investigate Al-Qaeda, Hamas, and others. Bill Clinton told three separate countries that he didn't want them to arrest Al-Qaeda. He also ordered the FBI to stop investigating them while, at the same time, refusing to even take receipt from foreign countries of thousands of pages of documents detailing Al-Qaeda operations, because they were CIA operations, didn't want that. The truth be known, Al-Qaeda is a military-industrial complex creation. It is a wholly manufactured threat to be used to scare Americans and people of the world into submission. The 9/11 Commission is a joke. Chairman Keene is in business with Bin Laden's brother-in-law. Almost every member of the commission and top staffers were involved in the 9/11 cover-up prior to the commission being formed. Don't forget that the first independent head of the commission was going to be known war criminal Dr. Henry Kissinger. When that backfired on the globalists, they simply got lesser-known thespians, actors, to carry out their Shakespearean WWF play. If this were a real commission, they would be asking Condoleezza Rice why the White House called Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco on the night of September 10th and warned him not to fly to New York on the morning of September 11th, or why they told the Joint Chiefs of Staff not to fly to New York that morning. They would ask Dr. Rice why her boss, George Bush, ordered her to allow 144 members of the Bin Laden family to be picked up by three separate flights and flown out of the country on the night of September 11th when all other air traffic was grounded. The Kangaroo Commission would ask her to explain why the CIA was running a major drill out of D.C. at 8:30 a.m. on September 11th, simulating hijacked planes being flown into landmarks in New York and D.C. That's how they had NORAD stand down. They claimed it was all a drill. They would ask her why NORAD stood down for over an hour for the first time in U.S. history. Of course, the commission in secret session talked to FBI translator Sybil Edmonds, who told them in specific detail how she was ordered to falsify records in order to cover up evidence of specific warnings before 9/11 of plans by Al-Qaeda to fly planes into skyscrapers in U.S. cities. She also talked about how John Ashcroft offered to bribe her with a better job to keep her quiet and threatened to arrest her if she didn't shut up. He also had her followed, she said. Now the commission has never said one word about these incredible revelations in all the countless press conferences and TV news shows they've been on. My friends, there are over 600 smoking guns, not just the four that I've mentioned in this article. These smoking guns are in my documentary film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, and in my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, as well as a book published by Infowars.com, Order Out of Chaos, by acclaimed researcher Paul Joseph Watson. Below is a link to the Prison Planet 9/11 archive. It is one of the most extensive in existence. I suggest that you spend time looking at these four particular subsections to understand how the truth is hiding in plain sight. And those sections are: Bush orders FBI not to stop Al-Qaeda, W199I, FBI hindered in Al-Qaeda investigation, Clinton administration protection of terrorists, Carlyle Group and Bush Bin Laden connection, the Bin Laden and the CIA. Now, again, that's just a little two-page article. Just a small tidbit. Rice brings out this new briefing and says, see, there were no specifics in this particular briefing of plans to fly planes into buildings. And see, we were worried about Al-Qaeda. We did talk about it. Well, I'm sure you talked about your business partners. I'm sure you talked about your CIA terror arm. Of course you did. You met with Bin Laden for 10 days in July. That's admitted. Of course. Of course you met with the head of Pakistani intelligence who wired $100,000 with Muhammad Atta, Condoleezza, just days before 9/11. And he was meeting with Porter Goss and Bob Graham, the heads of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, over breakfast at 8:30 in the morning. And then down the road at the Ritz-Carlton, George Herbert Walker was meeting with the head of the Bin Laden family at the same table with him at a Carlyle Group shareholders meeting. So, yes, we know. But any document these people bring up is generally false. You know, documents about mobile weapons trucks, documents about mass graves, documents about Niger and uranium, fake weapons dossiers supposedly days old from England, turned out to be 12, well, now 13 years old, from a California graduate student. I mean, come on. This is Condoleezza Rice that said they never heard of plans to fly planes into buildings. This is President Bush who says in the State of the Union they've got weapons of mass destruction, then says he never said it. This is George Bush that said in the State of the Union that this is not an amnesty, the biggest amnesty ever. I mean, they're congenital liars. More often than not, they're lying people. And their lies are so blatant, they can easily be disproven. But we've got a population that, on average, that doesn't know how many continents there are, that can't find the Middle East on a globe, most adults can't, who don't know, in many cases, what their own state capitals are, okay? And I'm not trying to be sardonic. This scares me. So, it's all about emotion. America good, terrorists bad, give up your rights for America. America's about those rights. I've heard people say, well, I guess that man got needed to be arrested a couple weeks ago for putting a sign in his yard saying the courts are corrupt. Why, you shouldn't be able to criticize the government. I heard Michael Savage say every hour on the hour on his show that if you disagree with the government, you should be put in a forced labor camp. We have a national host, a bunch of them are saying it, that if you disagree with the government, you're a terrorist. That's word for word. You've all heard it. You're talk radio listener. You disagree with the government, put you in a forced labor camp? You see, the red diaper doper babies figured out how to take over. Again, that's the Soviets' term. You know, they're communists, so they wear diapers because they're little, you know, they're babies intellectually, and they're dope heads. Well, I mean, we got a big, fat, oily beatnik out there. You know, the weathermen and all the commies, it's come out that in their meetings it was all about how to get the middle class in camps and re-education, and they could never get it done. So they learned how to, that's what the neocons did. Toronto Star, Washington Post, the ghost of Trotsky walks the halls of the White House. Ron Paul gave his neocon speech July 10th, 2003, where he laid out how the communist Fourth International runs the White House. I didn't say it. Vietnam veteran, doctor, most conservative member of Congress, laid it out from their own publications. But it sounds so crazy. That's how they're winning. They're winning because they learned how to put on, well, the Native Americans would put on, a sheepskin or other primitive cultures. They'd actually get in a wolf skin, but other primitive cultures would, you know, put on the sheepskin and sneak up to the sheep. That's the wolf in sheep's clothing statement. I mean, they just did it to you, and now you're going, yeah, put people in camps. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then quietly behind the scenes, all the FBI training, the FEMA training, the ADL training is for Christians, conservatives, gun owners, land rights activists. It's all for you. And you're there cheering it on, thinking it's about Muslims. It'd be bad enough to put Muslims in forced labor camps. Remember the bill by the Republicans in Oregon where if you disagree with the government, you know, if you download music, if you block traffic, you get life in prison in a forced labor camp? Senate Bill 742 almost passed till we came out against it. I mean, it's really happening. You've heard a national host pushed by the establishment say every day, put people who disagree with the government because they're terrorists in forced labor camps. I want you to think about that long and hard. They're not going to get away with this. We're going to expose the globalist. We're going to expose the New World Order. We're going to expose all the oily, demonic beatniks running our country as neocons. Every last one of you. Limbaugh, Hannity, Savage, Ingram, all of you are traitorous filth.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers' rates, too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Old-timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. They're seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
When a foreign communist country, always funded by the big banks, of course, publicly, threatens to nuke us, you know, it's a big deal. Oh, they're evil, they're threatening to nuke us. And they are evil. But I heard neocons all over talk radio, that's why they're traitors, say that after the killing of the four mercenaries and hanging them up dead, and that's war, and I'm sad for them, and, you know, I'm not rooting for the Iraqis here. I heard them all over, the hosts, the listeners calling for blood. Let's nuke that city. Let's starve them. Let's kill everybody. Yeah. And now I'm looking at photos of dozens and dozens of dead toddlers, babies, machine gunned. It's all over the foreign press. Even if you watch some of the live feeds, you'll occasionally get it. Our beloved troops are just in there machine-gunning houses, bombing mosques, blowing stuff up. It's just mass carnage. And that'll get more of our troops killed, by the way. And this is all being done by design, and a lot of political analysts are now pointing this out. We've got to play the part of the bad cop right before the UN comes in as the good cops. But I mean, think of some other country invaded a third-world nation and was indiscriminately killing men, women, and children. It'd be, oh, that country's so evil. But we're so brain-dead and brainwashed and so drunk on wickedness that we just sit there and call for the blood. Why, four of ours got killed. Slaughter all of them. Level the city. Kill everyone in it. Oh, kill everyone. Oh. When a lot of the people really do support the takeover because they didn't like Saddam. Well, just go ahead and kill them too. And the talk show host, yeah, let's do that. Let's starve everybody. Let's lay siege to these cities. Yeah. And you sit there as a decadent person, fat off the work of our ancestors, cramming hamburgers and beer down your throat, watching your football game, and you flip back over to the war and kill them people, kill them, kill them, kill them. I mean, that's animalistic. Photos from Fulgala, Al Jazeera news crews inside the town, and I mean, it is just piles of dead children, toddlers, their heads blown off, blown into pieces. We're posting these on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, which is the PortlandIndyMedia.org center. And I just want you to go look at it. For those of you that think we should all be put in camps, we disagree with the government, you think that's what America is about, being put in camps. For those of you that are communists, that are socialists, that are fascists, it's all command and control, that think you're conservative, shame on you. You just cuddle up to Bush as he takes your guns. You just cuddle up to him as he gets rid of the borders. You just cuddle up to him, okay? You just cuddle on up to him, you idiots. I mean, I feel like this blood's on my hands because I haven't done enough to stop this. You know, I've exposed the UN when they go into countries and slaughter people. It's the same thing. And now the Drudge Report reports, U.S. seeks global military force that would protect UN in Iraq. See, this is going to be the handover. Iraq's going to play the part of the good cop. I told you this a year before the war last March. So that makes it 2 years ago. Plus, the United States has asked more than a dozen countries to join a new international military force to protect the United Nations in Iraq, according to latest reports from Washington Tonight. Bush administration has approached France, which led opposition to the war in Iraq, as well as India, Pakistan, and other nations that were reluctant to join the U.S.-led coalition that invaded Iraq. The list includes a good global mix, said a State Department official familiar with the proposed force. See, much of this war just wasn't about oil or weapon sales or bid rigging, or no bids allowed. The PNAC documents say it's about empowering a global government. You see, America goes in alone, then the globalists play the part of the good cops. Oh, they're against it. Then we're all trained that we've got to get UN approval, and it's okay for the UN to go in and take over sovereign countries, selectively, that don't have weapons of mass destruction, while all these other countries do. So that's all this is about, is your young people watching the news, learning that the UN is the boss and the bad guys don't follow the UN's orders. That's the biggest component of this, is legitimizing the UN. You just take what Bush says and reverse it. What it did was legitimize it. It didn't delegitimize it. The new force is considered essential to the fragile political transition because the Bush administration is relying on the United Nations to return to Iraq to help organize elections after the occupation ends on June 30th. By the way, this isn't an election. Our government appointed 320 people to this puppet governing council. They will now appoint others. That's not democracy. Oh, the Iraqis just don't like democracy. They just, we're bringing them democracy. You're bringing them democracy, which is bad enough. They need a constitutional republic. But arresting all the men down to age 10 in many towns, putting them in Halliburton-run camps, blowing up all sorts of things, forced vaccinations now going on. This is freedom, arresting people who are selling stuff on the streets, you know, oranges and dates without a permit. That's been the Associated Press. They pull up and throw you in the back of a truck and put a bag over your head and take you to the camp. I mean, this is a liberation. It's worse than Saddam. Worse.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon 222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-844.
Just a correction. There's another Iraqi town called Fallujah. I know it's Fallujah in the middle of the Sunni triangle. I have trouble with these Arabic names and get them interchanged back and forth. I think a lot of us do. We're about to go to Lauren and Mike and Lynn and Ron and Paula and many others. I'm going to do something I really hardly ever do. In the middle of the next hour, an hour from now, I'm going to re-air that 30-minute interview with the manager of the Baja Beach Club, which is a giant, really, resort. There's a bunch of them in Europe, several of them in Europe, four of them in Europe to be specific, who is a subsidiary of Applied Digital Solutions. They're an implantation center, and you're going to need it to be a VIP at their club. And he talked about how he talked to the CEO, Bolton, of Applied Digital in the interview we did in the first hour yesterday, and how there's this plan to use the microchip, the radio frequency identification chip, as a world ID system, plans to put it in the hands of police so only they can use their guns, and he supports making gun owners have this. He also got into contracts with the Italian government to make their government workers take it. I talked about my cousin in Special Forces, but in for 18 years, being told they're going to get the implantable chip here in the next few years. And that was a year ago. He said within 2 years they were going to get it. We'll see if that happens. But some incredibly chilling developments in this interview. So that's coming up. You need to hear this. It's so important. I'm going to re-air it. But we've got 55 minutes right now to get to your calls and cover more news. We'll go to some calls. And coming up, as I said they would, U.S. seeks global military force that would protect you in Iraq. We'll get into the lies of Condoleezza Rice today as well. But you need to go look at these photos from Fallujah of piles of dead children, women and children, you name it. And the British media has been there. They admit it, but somehow it's not in our news. Our troops are just indiscriminately blasting, bombing, hell-firing with missiles randomly. They're just bombarding the city, dropping 500-pound bombs. This is happening, in 8 different towns, but mainly in Fallujah and also a suburb of Baghdad is where some of the main attacks are taking place. It's going to stir up a giant hornet's nest, and then more troops got killed after this happened. And I just think of the neocons on talk radio talking about, let's kill everyone in the city, let's nuke the city, the listeners bloodthirstily sounding like Nazis or something. Kill them, kill all of them, kill every one of them. They killed 4 of our people. They strung them up and killed them. So let's kill their women and children. Let's be worse than they are because some of them did this. Let's kill everybody in the city. I've heard them say this. I've heard the host say it, not just the listeners. And I know you have, too, as talk radio listeners. Maybe you can call in with your stories about that. Because I listen to quite a bit of talk radio when I'm out driving around. I don't watch much television. And so I guess the Nazis, then, when they went into Poland, if an SS officer, even an SS member got shot, they would go arrest 20, 30, 50 men, depending on the town, and just kill them. They put them in a barn, set them on fire, machine gun them. I guess the Nazis were good. I mean, they tell us torture's good now in the national news, so I guess Joseph Mengele was good. I'm sorry, I'm against Joseph Mengele. I mean, I know a lot of you are for him and all, but I'm not. So what do you say about this? I mean, this is sick. I want you to go look at these dead children as you sit there in your lazy boy cramming a piece of pizza in your mouth. And I don't mean all our listeners. I mean the neocons out there who think big government and gun control and open borders is conservative. I want to know from you what you think about these dead toddlers. I can barely look at it. Those of you that have children will know what I'm talking about. I want you to go look. I'm looking at them right now, these dead babies, on Infowars.com, or you can go directly to the portland.indymedia.org and look at them. And it is horrific. Hundreds and hundreds of Iraqis dying a day. 20,000, conservatively, have died since the start of this war. 1.5 million during the UN sanctions. The good cops killed 1.5 million. Now, we're the bad cops in there, playing the part of the bad cops for the UN. So we'll get into that as well. There's just so much on this. Let's just speed through your calls, though, right now. Lauren in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hello, sir. I've been a fan of yours, and just last September, they installed an ID system in public schools, and I believe they're going to use barcodes next. And you're talking about autism being caused by MRR shots. Well, my sister was autistic, and then after she took the shot, she became mildly retarded, too.
Well, I would imagine that your sister became autistic from the earlier shots. Then when she got more shots, it got worse.
Oh, yes. And I had a teacher that was in the Air Guard, and he had been getting sick when he came back from the service overseas. He was talking about, like, when they were debating the Iraq War, they're actually painting the airplane down to camouflage.
That's right. Day one, they plan to attack Iraq. The PNAC documents written by the president's vice president said they were going into Iraq, and then they try to focus in on O'Neill or Clark. Forget what they say. They just confirm it. We have the confession of El Presidente, and now the troops are breathing massive levels of depleted uranium. So are the Iraqi people. It'll never go away. Top scientists from the Pentagon and elsewhere have looked at it. Our troops are dead and dying from it. But to support the troops, you cut them loose, and you don't care about them, and you violate the Army's own regulations, and you don't give them treatment. That's how you support the troops. Thanks for the call, Lauren. And, yeah, all over the country, they're giving the children barcode IDs. They frisk them, have police dogs in, fences around the schools. But a lot of schools, it's going to biometrics and cameras in the bathrooms. In fact, right there in Tennessee, Lauren, And they found quite a few of your schools with the cameras in the showers and the bathrooms. And it's not some pervert janitor doing it. No, it's the official school districts. So if your school's doing that, you might look for cameras or microphones in the toilet stalls. Big case 2 weeks ago in Pennsylvania where a federal court said, yeah, they can have cameras in bathrooms. That's not a violation of privacy. Okay, that's freedom then, huh? Of course, courts also said black people weren't human beings. I'm going to ignore those rulings. I believe black people are human beings. Mike in Illinois. Mike, go ahead.
Alex, how you doing? I'm always out there trying to spread your word and your website. I'm going to tell you something. I'm so doggone angry when I put the news on every day. And I work in the maintenance field, and we had a guy came over. He's a light bulb salesman. He's an ex-Vietnam vet. And he was in the brush, and he was fighting what he called the gooks and all that. And he said how horrible it was. And he said, he's got a nephew over in Iraq right now. And he says, I cry every time I have to turn the TV on and see more soldiers dying. And he says, the Iraqi people dying too. And I turned him on to your website. But you know what, Alex? It's like you said, most of the people out there are brainwashed. They're stupid. Nuke them. That's what they want to do. And you know, the bottom line is, Alex, the Iraqi people are not bad. They're there. Like you said, if Russians invaded our country, wouldn't you want to string four of them up on you when you had the opportunity from a bridge? We attacked their country. We're the aggressor. We're not a peacemaker. Bush.
You know, I don't agree with you. I think 1.5 million Iraqis dying and Madeleine Albright in 97 saying 700,000 children was a good price to pay. I think killing 700,000 children's good. I think that when people say kill everyone in Fallujah, I think that killing everyone in a city because a small group killed some people, I think that if your neighbor commits murder, your entire city should be executed. And I think that's completely normal. And I think that Michael Savage is right. Anyone who disagrees with the government is a terrorist, should be put in a forced labor camp. And I agree with the state laws that are being passed along these lines. And I think we should kill all the Iraqis. The more depleted uranium, go ahead and use nuclear weapons. Kill them all, because they are evil.
It's disgusting, Alex. I tell you what, I see Bush on the TV, and I almost want to just reach through that screen and strangle him, because he's just a conceiving liar. I mean, you could see it in his eyes. The guy is the most dishonest.
Well, sir, I wish no harm upon George Walker Bush, the puppet, and please don't talk like that on my show. He's just a puppet. So is Rice. So is the Kingpin, Richard Armitage, and Powell, and the rest of them. And they're just puppets for the bigger system. They're there to make America look bad, to use America as the muscle of the UN. Then the UN comes in as the savior. Thanks for the call. Lynn in Oklahoma. Lynn, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, I want to comment on a couple of things. Yesterday, our governor here in Oklahoma, Brad Henry, signed the Trooper Nikki Green Act. And now if you want to buy cold medicine at your local pharmacy, you won't have to present an ID and you don't have to sign for it.
Yeah, I heard that on the radio, and then it's going to be for everything, though. And see, with your new national ID card, which is already the driver's license, you're going to have to swipe it for the, quote, national sales tax. It'll also restrict what you can buy. And once you've bought, like, 3 gallons of ice cream in a month, and they've said this is official, you're going to be taxed then because you've gone over. Or when you buy too much beer, it's all going to be tracked. Everything we do, traced and controlled.
Exactly. And most of the people I've heard call into local shows up here are opposed to this. But what's the...
Let me tell you something. I might take a few Tylenols a year, but my allergies have gotten bad. And there may be whole months where I have to take Sudafed twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple years ago, I'd go in to buy it. You'd get like 50 to 100 in a box. Now there's like 20 in there, maybe 10. And they won't let you buy more than a couple boxes of it because, quote, you might be making drugs with it.
Exactly.
And see, this is all about control.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I would also like to comment quickly. I would encourage everyone to stay tuned for the rebroadcast of the interview you did yesterday. By the way, that was outstanding on the Vera chip.
How can we not overstate? There's no way to do it. The magnitude of this Vera chip franchise going. Oh yes, the plan is a global ID. Put it in your hand to buy and sell. I mean, this is what they're doing.
Exactly, and you know, I've also noticed, Alex, that a lot of the biometric hand scanners that are being put in are set up for the right hand.
Oh, they all are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, I would just encourage everyone to stay tuned for that rebroadcast, and Anyway, keep up the good work. And
let me ask you a question. Of course, I was being sarcastic earlier when I said, get rid of everyone in Fallujah, kill them. But they're saying that on national radio. And I mean, I'd like to see these fat-bellied neocon possums who are calling in. I'd like to see them actually go to Iraq and carry out what they're saying.
Yeah.
They're totally sheltered. They've never been in a fist fight. They've never rolled a car. They've never had a compound fracture. They never had somebody put a knife to their throat. They've never lived. They've never been in combat. So they don't know what they're talking about. They're just decadent Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake.
That's right. You know, Alex, it's got to be demonically driven, because I listen to some of the local neocons around here out of Oklahoma City and different areas. And, you know the thing is, the people that call in, you listen to them when they call in, and they parrot what they hear. You know, it's like they're frothing at the mouth, go in there, you know, level the city, level the country.
Kill them all.
Yeah, it's just like they're foaming at the mouth, you know. It's like they bow down at the feet of George Bush. It's insane.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. And remember, they're the big government spenders. They're the gun grabbers. And those hosts point out the evil of the Hillary Clintons, the Chuckie Schumers, which is correct. But then, because of that, they get credibility, and then they ship in the whole agenda of the Hillarys and Chuckies. Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. A number of things to go over. If you remember some months back, we were talking about the states that were culling data and information along with the federal government.
The Matrix system.
Right, which everybody laughed at. Well, reported at ABC News Radio this past Saturday, the reporter, with a chuckle in his voice like it's a wonderful little thing, has reported that those same states in the federal government who claim to have called that data merely for the fight against terrible Arab terrorists are now using it, and he was laughing sort of while he's saying it, to cross-reference information. It's called data mining, and the government wants to use it to cross-reference your income tax and check everything and make sure that you don't purchase an expensive car, but you claim you have a small income.
Yeah, and I also heard them say it's going to be used for deadbeat dads, and it's what kind of car you drive, where you live, what's in your bank account, no warrants, just every day.
All
the government will access everything you do.
Yes,
Hold on. Isn't that freedom?
Oh, total. Totally. It's just for the fight on terror. It's for the fight against terrorism. It's for the fight against the
I guess that's
people.
Why the Fifth Circuit threw out the Fourth 2 weeks ago, and the Fifth was thrown out publicly last Monday by the Supremes.
And in addition to that, a few other things I'd like to move along to. They're also installing these, not detectors, they're almost like MRI or X-ray devices, only much worse than an X-ray, in which there's a chamber, and it actually looks like a chamber, like an execution chamber in airports. It's starting in England, and it's working its way here.
No, you missed it. U.S. bars and English bars, they've already had paddy wagons pull up, and they just make you all walk through it to find guns, drugs, knives. And this will be our new life, is these mobile trucks. And then you say, please step through. No warrants. Doesn't that sound good?
Alex, it gets better. We get more freedom by the minute. Not only that, but you're bombarded with microwaves. But don't worry about it. They're not going to hurt you. The human body was made to absorb microwaves.
Well,
don't
that is what this ground-penetrating radar is. You're right. It is a microwave.
Wonderful.
But what's wrong with a microwave?
That's right. Especially if you're a frequent flyer, you might glow in the dark after a while. And plus, by the way, the images...
Well, I mean, so what? They're putting DU now in powdered concrete, the most dangerous aerosolized form. What's wrong with that?
And the images...
It'll just kill you, the Army's own documents show.
Alex, we get more beautiful, loving freedom. The images they take of your naked body, they retain them permanently.
Oh, that was admitted in the BBC last week, that it showed the naked man, the naked woman at the airport.
Yes,
and it says,
yes.
We keep this in a digital file. It's a biometric 360 shot of your body.
And we're going to do it on our democratic United States of America now, too. It gets better. Oh, another beautiful thing, another sign of democracy, it shows that all men are created equal in this country. Condoleezza Rice went to the University of Colorado when she was 15. Do you remember I told you about that story some months back? Of
the New York Post, where the 15-year-old graduating from college...
That
was grabbed by the CPS because they said it was abusive for her to be graduating from college. You mean that one?
Yes. But Condoleezza Rice can do it because it's a prerogative of wealth and power. And she could not only do that, but she could be tutored by Madeleine Albright's father. But don't some poor working class...
Oh, Madeleine Albright's daddy in one of the Soviet satellites, he admittedly ran the murder of 1 million people. Isn't that nice?
It's beautiful. This is all the love of our new democracy under this wonderful neocon.
By the way, our government hired Primakov 2 years ago, the former head of the KGB, to run our internal passport system. That's always a good sign.
That's a good sign. And another good sign is this, too. I know somebody who just recycled back in about 2 months ago from Iraq, a soldier, and a non-commissioned officer. And he told me that one of the things that are causing a big problem there is that they just have these indiscriminate sweeps of males. They'll go into a town, no particular reason to pick anybody up.
Oh, the Army gave a press conference last month about that. They arrest every male down to age 10. That's freedom.
And he told, that's love. That's love. That's the love of our Bush democracy. And
well,
it's that
Bush
love.
Is being mild. The radio listeners of neoconism want to kill everyone over there.
Well, of course. Neocon punks, marshmallow punks who've never lived life, little punks who live in some penthouse in Manhattan, have lived with a silver spoon in their mouth, and some of them had that silver spoon up their nose with white powder, too. You mean those punks who know about warfare? Neocon punks? Because that's what they are.
I hear you. Good call. Good to hear from you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Let me tell you something. This is all going to come back on you. This is all going to come back on us. All of you that are involved in this evil, God is going to judge you, and you're in a lot of trouble.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
More of your calls coming up. I will tell more of Condoleezza's whitewash lies at the 9/11 Kangaroo Court Commission. The theatrical thespian display. We'll get into the things happening in the war. Chicago putting in listening devices all over the city. Austin's had them for 6-7 years now. We'll also cover that for you and some of the admitted abuses and horrors, killing women and children, things that I know make the psychopaths out there real happy. Hope you enjoy becoming the devil out there, and a lot more. Plus, we'll get into another article about Saudis flown out of the U.S. between 9/11 and 9/16. This time by Judicial Watch. I guess they're liberals, too, even though they went after Bill Clinton. Before I go back to your calls, though, if you want to learn the truth about 9/11, you need to get my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, 2.5 hours long. Part two of that, The Masters of Terror. It takes two films to even adequately cover a lot of the smoking guns and evidence. I'd say there's 600-plus smoking guns. One point would convict anybody of carrying out the terror attacks that convict the government, the illegitimate government. We cover about 300-plus in my two films in my book. Oh, count the book, maybe 400. You need to get both the films and the book to understand just the basics. This is so important. And they're riveting, they're dynamic films, great book. Paul Watson's book is excellent as well, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. Get the videos. Make 100 copies. If this whitewash makes you angry, you get the videos. You make 100 copies. Easy to do. Hand them out to opinion makers, people in your area. And most people that see the videos are waking up. 888-253-3139. Paula in Texas. Paula, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. My husband and I, we run a chat room on the Internet. And we titled it 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. We play the audio of the movie through the chat room, and people come in and listen to it. Well, I met a woman who lives over there in San Marcos, and she sent me the words of a letter she received from the Texas Health and Human Services Commission, and it's concerning H.R. 2292. Have you heard of it?
Refresh my memory.
Okay, it's talking about, the letter talks about how they're going to, she's been picked out of 30,000 people in the Travis County area to participate in a pilot program to carry a card that they have to put into a reader when they go into the doctor's office, scan their thumb, and then when they leave, they have to do it again.
And yeah, this is all part of the national ID card. It's happening nationwide.
Right. Well, it actually states, believe it or not, it says, hang on, let me find it right in here. Where she had it. It actually states how, imagine the future when you only have one small plastic card for all services and identification instead of multiple cards, paper forms, and other personal identification.
And that's going to be the driver's license. We already have the national ID card, okay?
Right.
But they leave it as a regional card so people don't get it.
Right, and she wanted to know if you had known about this, if you'd like.
I'm not familiar with that particular brainwashing, conditioning, acclimation, desensitization program, that gal lighting, but if you will, you can fax that or scan that and email it to me, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, I'll have her do that or mail it to you at your address over there.
Yes.
Also, I wanted to ask you about, you were quoting Barbara Bush yesterday on your show, is that correct?
Yes, that was out of the Toronto Star from ABC News. Good morning, America. Pardon me?
You said the Toronto Star?
Yeah, I'll talk about it when we get back. Thanks for the call.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.